with a look at sports from NewsDakota.com. I'm JD. Oaks defeating Langdon 4-3 in 8 innings in the first game of the day yesterday at the Class B baseball tournament. Both teams went back and forth in that one, making for an exciting duel. But the Oaks Tornadoes get the victory 4-3 over Langdon in 8 innings. Game 2, Lemoore beating Oaks, jumping on their lead early once again with 7 runs in the first inning. Went in cruise control from there. And Lemoore wins 8-1, picking up the Class B state title yesterday. Another perfect day for baseball at Jack Brown Stadium in Jamestown yesterday, and more action from the State A Legion Baseball Tournament. First game of the day was Valley City downing West Fargo Vets 10-6. In Game 2, Jamestown gets the victory over the Bismarck Caps 6-0. And in Game 3, Wahpeton shutting out the West Fargo Aces 3-0. So that sets up the stage for today, the fourth day of the tournament at Jack Brown Stadium. First game will be at 3 o'clock, featuring Valley City taking on the West Fargo Aces in a win-or-go-home game. In the second game and the final game of the day, Wahpeton takes on the host team, Jamestown, at around 6 p.m. Adam Wainwright tossing 7 effective innings, and rookie Edmundo Sosa homering to help the St. Louis Cardinals to a 7-3 victory over the Twins yesterday. Wainwright allowed 3 runs, 6 hits, and an 85-pitch stint. He struck out 5, walked 1. In his 176th career victory, Jorge Polanco homering for the Twins. They have lost now 4 of 5. They'll have a day off today and start a series with the Cincinnati Reds coming up tomorrow. The FM Redhawks pick up a victory on Sunday over the Milwaukee Milkmen 4-2. Redhawks return home to start a series with Kansas City starting tonight. More sports available anytime at NewsDakota.com.